This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, I'm your host Elise, and welcome to This Day in History. Here's what happened on October 7th. On this day in 2001, just weeks after the September 11th attacks, a U.S.-led coalition began attacking Taliban-controlled Afghanistan with an intense bombing campaign. The invasion of Afghanistan was the opening salvo in the United States' War on Terror and was intended to target the terrorist Al-Qaeda organization, which was based in the country, as well as the extreme fundamentalist Taliban government that had ruled most of the country since 1996. It went on to become the longest war in U.S. history. Also on this day in history, in 1984, Chicago Bear Walter Payton became the NFL's all-time leading rusher, a record he held until 2002. And in 2003, Arnold Schwarzenegger was elected governor of California. Thanks for listening. That's all for today in history. Make sure to rate, review, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts. Tune in tomorrow to learn a little bit more about the world around you. And of course, have a great day.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.